Hello and welcome to another episode of Now Playing. I'm Arnie.
I'm Marjorie.
Are you the Robin to my Batman?
No. I'm sorry, I'm not a boy wonder.
In certain comics, Robin was a girl. I'm not kidding. You just gave me this look.
Let's talk about The Dark Knight.
Yes, The Dark Knight, starring Christian Bale as Batman, returning. What's interesting about this movie is the first movie could kind of have been seen as a prequel to the Tim Burton movies, showing how Batman started. But now you see that the Tim Burton movies are no more. They were nuked. This is a totally new Batman in a totally new world.
He's cleaned up Gotham City a little bit, got some people after him. The mob is getting kind of restless about it, and they want something done, and in walks the Joker.
Played by Heath Ledger.
In his last role.
Not exactly. It's his last finished role, but he was also working on a Terry Gilliam project, and they're still going to use what he filmed of it, and they're going to have four different actors play that character now instead of just him. But it's his last completed role. Now, to help Batman clean up crime, Aaron Eckhart plays Harvey Dent, a district attorney who has been crusading against crime in Gotham's courtrooms. And of course, still fluttering around is Rachel Doss, Batman's old flame.
Now played by Maggie Gyllenhaal instead of Katie Holmes it was before, which is good because I didn't like the Katie Holmes character. I like Maggie Gyllenhaal a lot better.
Well, one can act, one can't.
Exactly.
It's hard to describe this movie without getting too spoilerish, but basically what you can expect is the Joker tries to kill Batman and Batman tries to stop the Joker. And there's a lot of twists and turns on the way. It's a very convoluted plot, but yet easy to follow.
And it was so much better than the first one.
It was. Let's start by just briefly recapping the first one. I thought it was okay, but I didn't love it. I watched it once in theaters. I walked out feeling underwhelmed, and that was that.
I think I slept because I really could not get into it, honestly. I'm not a big Batman fan to begin with. I don't really care for him. And it was too, I don't know, just way too much in that first one.
Origin stories are hard to do with superheroes because you spend so much time building up the hero. And that movie spent so much time building up Bruce Wayne transforming into the Batman.
And it wasn't that exciting. The only bright spot in that was Cillian Murphy.
He's great in everything.
He is. He's beautiful.
This time, though, there's none of that backstory to deal with because the Joker's backstory is never really revealed.
No, in fact, he gives his own backstory two different ways.
You know, in the Batman comic, The Killing Joke, Joker actually says he can't quite remember his origin, so he likes to make it multiple choice. So I think they might be referencing that. They said they were heavily inspired by The Killing Joke. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a superhero summer. It started with Iron Man, and it has just been clobbering us. But Batman's a totally different type of superhero movie than any other we've seen this summer. It does not have any laughs at all, except for a few sick jokes by the Joker.
No, it's not even laughs. It's more of a, not even a smirk. Well, I guess kind of a smirk, and that's it. But no real laughs.
The guy next to you was guffawing.
Yeah, and I couldn't figure out why. He also had an endless bag of Reese's Pieces and reeked of peanut butter. That's why I love our home theater. I wish we could just wait to see movies.
This is a movie played as if it was a drama. I mean, everybody in there seemed to forget that they were in a comic book movie and thought that they were perhaps filming something for the Weinstein Company that starred
Meryl Streep.
I was thinking the Hannibal Lecter guy, Anthony Hopkins.
There was a lot of overacting. I think Aaron Eckhart can't act. I don't think he did a good job at all. You know, we're not going to get too much into the details of the movie because we don't want to ruin it for anybody who hasn't seen it.
There are some twists in this movie that make it fantastic. Spoiling this movie would make it not good to see.
I guess saying that Aaron Eckhart was Two-Face.
Well, I think everybody knows that. It's on the poster.
Oh, I didn't know it.
It has him covering up half his face on the poster, so you're supposed to kind of know that. But I was worried about this movie because the only thing I know of Two-Face is what Tommy Lee Jones played in Batman Forever. And that was really wretched. I hated that character. When I heard they were bringing it into this movie, I was just like, oh, no, 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 no. But he actually worked for me in this movie. It actually worked well. I enjoyed that about this movie because you had the Joker and Two-Face. I think this is the first superhero movie to have two villains and not suck. Think about it. Every other superhero movie where they go to two villains bites. Batman Forever, Batman and Robin,
Okay, we can just pretty much say the whole earlier Batmans all sucked.
Spider-Man 3.
Okay, that sucks for different reasons, though.
But every time they introduced two, but this one pulled it off. I went in kind of dubious because I'm sick and tired of reading how good Heath Ledger was in the role. I was sick of it. Everybody was saying, oh, Heath Ledger. I'm like, stop talking about Heath Ledger. All right, he deserves all that talk.
He was very, 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 very good.
I mean, it really was a phenomenal, phenomenal performance.
He played it really creepy and really just psychotic and demented, did a very good job.
He pulled off, like, intelligent insanity.
Mm-hmm.
And he was unrecognizable. Not that I really recognize Heath Ledger. I never saw a lot of his other movies. But he was just the Joker in those scenes. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. He lit up the screen. The movie was less exciting anytime he wasn't on the screen.
I know. I wish they had more of him in the movie, but...
The movie is called Batman, not called Joker.
I know. Because I really don't care for Christian Bale.
Well,
he's kind of
Christian
boring.
Bale's Batman voice got a little on my nerves.
It did. It's like he got a sore throat every time he put on the costume.
He tried to have a deep voice. It sounded like he was a child trying to talk like a grown-up.
Yeah, it was not that good.
No, if I talked like this, people wouldn't think I'm intimidating. People would laugh at me.
Yes. And I have to say, the whole first scene of the movie shouldn't even been in the movie. It was terrible. It was ridiculous.
The bank heist?
No, with Cillian Murphy, I guess the second part.
Okay, Cillian Murphy returns, and this is a cameo.
Yeah, see, cameo, Anthony Michael Hall, job.
Well, we're debating. Anthony Michael Hall's in this movie as a news reporter, and we can't decide, is it a cameo or is it a paying gig?
It's a job.
Cameo. But Cillian Murphy has a cameo. He is so wasted in this movie.
He is.
Could they only get him for like 1 hour of shooting? Seriously? Yeah. Because I wished it had more Cillian Murphy in it. Kind of like songs need more cowbell, movies need more Cillian. This movie, the first half, I was just kind of blasé during. I was just like, all right, Batman has gadgets. Okay, Batman wins fights. All right, oh, there goes Batman getting attacked. Oh, there's Batman winning. But around the midpoint of the movie, they ratcheted up a notch, and that's when I got sucked in. It was phenomenal. This is the first now playing where we're not going spoilers, because you just can't with this movie. It is too good to just take it like a roller coaster ride, and if you know what's coming, it's just not going to be as fun. The movie wasn't perfect. It had some flaws. I thought it was a little too long at 2.5 hours.
It was way too long. I don't know why people think they have to make movies that long anymore. Give me my 90-minute movies and I'm happy. 2 hours, that's it.
2 hours would have been a good length for this. They went into a little bit too much detail about a Wayne Enterprises employee who susses out the identity of the Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, you know, a little bit too much time spent on Wayne Enterprise business overall, I suppose.
Yeah, just not that. Yeah, give me my 2 hour movies. I don't need the 2.5.
And it didn't justify the 2.5 hour length because it was spending so much time with the mob bosses and things that it just, I suppose it added structure, but those things, directors need to show a little bit of restraint about what they cut and then maybe add in as a director's cut on DVD for the people who really want that. But this could have been a little bit of a tighter movie. And I think when we're looking back on the summer of superheroes, much like when you're looking back on the 60s, the big question is, are you a Beatles fan or are you a Stones fan? I think this summer's question is, are you an Iron Man fan or are you a Batman fan?
Not Hulk.
Not Hulk. Batman was better than Hulk.
Had a huge opening weekend.
Sold out at our theater.
Every
show.
I did, I think, across the country. But it was all right. I don't know that I'd watch it again or buy the DVD, but...
I actually really want to see it again because I think I missed a lot of it. I think that movie had a lot of denseness to it that multiple viewings would be rewarding. I have a feeling that when this comes out on Blu-ray, I will be picking it up. It was good enough for that. I don't know how often I'll watch it. I prefer my superhero movies a little bit more lighthearted. I'm not talking Adam West, Burt Ward camp, but I liked Iron Man. I like Spider-Man. I like the fun movies. Batman Begins is tremendous, but not a lot of fun.
I didn't think it was tremendous.
I thought it was tremendous.
I'm sorry.
The cinematography was just astounding. For a movie by a director who hasn't directed all that much, the shots were just tremendous.
Well, final thoughts are, it's better than most movies that we go see together. I don't know that I'd buy it or actively seek out to watch it again, but apparently you would.
And I still don't think it was as fun as Iron Man, and overall, I just prefer a fun movie. So Iron Man still gets the vote as to who the summer's best superhero is. Sorry, Hancock. But Batman is a strong number two, and much, much better than I'd ever anticipated. That's it for Now Playing. Thanks for listening. We'll
Now Playing is a production of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.